Good morning. It's Thursday, April 25th. I'm Gideon Resnick in for Shumita Basu. This is Apple News Today. On today's show, the Supreme Court hears Donald Trump's claim that he is immune from prosecution. A game-changing drug for bone marrow transplants. And the reason why fewer college football players are entering this year's NFL draft. But first, let's take a quick look at a few stories that are in the news. The New York Court of Appeals overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction on felony sex crime charges in the landmark Me Too case. The court found that the trial judge in the case made mistakes, including decisions around witnesses who were called to testify. And the court determined that Weinstein did not receive a fair trial as a result. The Manhattan District Attorney could pursue a retrial. Weinstein is still in prison. He was also convicted of sex offenses in Los Angeles and sentenced to 16 years. This is a developing story, and you can find more coverage in the Apple News app. Yesterday, dozens more people involved with pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses across the country were arrested. Students have been calling on their schools to divest from companies with ties to Israel and for an end to the war in Gaza. At the University of Texas in Austin, at least 34 people were arrested, including a local photojournalist. Police forced him to the ground as his camera was rolling. Police in riot gear also detained at least 50 people at the University of Southern California. Further north, students at California State Polytechnic University barricaded themselves in a university building, prompting a campus shutdown. And at Columbia University, the school's president extended a deadline for protesters to dismantle their encampment to Friday. In other news related to the conflict, U.S. officials are looking into a video Hamas released yesterday of an Israeli-American hostage taken on October 7th from the Nova Music Festival. This video is the first piece of proof that Hirsch Goldberg Polin survived. In it, he mentions that he's been held for nearly 200 days, and that suggests the video was filmed quite recently. Other survivors of the Hamas attacks have said Goldberg Polin helped protect others on October 7th, losing his arm from the elbow down, throwing grenades out of a bunker where he and others were hiding. Hirsch's mother told ABC News about the day he was taken hostage.
There were two messages in a row at 8:11. The first one said, "I love you," and the second one said, "I'm sorry." So I immediately knew something terrible had happened.
And in more legal news, an Arizona grand jury indicted seven attorneys or aides working with the 2020 Trump campaign in that state. They face felony charges for efforts to overturn President Biden's victory in Arizona. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and attorney Rudy Giuliani are among the group. Meadows and Giuliani were also among those indicted in Georgia on similar charges last year. Representatives for Meadows and Giuliani have called the charges politically motivated. Sticking with legal news, today the Supreme Court will hear an unprecedented case with huge stakes for Donald Trump, as well as the future of the executive office. Trump is claiming that he should be immune from the criminal charges he faces over election interference and his attempts to overturn the 2020 election.
He's made this very broad claim of complete immunity from prosecution based on the fact that he was president at the time of these events.
That's Lawrence Hurley, a Supreme Court reporter for NBC.
The Supreme Court is going to consider not just that, but a sort of broader array of questions about if there is some kind of immunity, how it applies, this whole issue of whether the official acts of a president are protected. And then there are other questions about whether the allegations in the indictment actually cover official acts. So there's lots of super complicated stuff they could get into during this argument.
Hurley says there are a lot of different ways the Supreme Court could look at this case. A ruling won't necessarily be for or against Trump's broad immunity claim.
There's a lot of in-between that the court could get into about the issues of, well, should a president have some immunity for official acts on certain matters of national importance, including national security and things like that?
These are all questions the court has never considered before.
The closest we got to that was when President Nixon resigned after the Watergate scandal, and President Ford pardoned him before he could be charged with anything. People have looked at that and said, well, the fact that President Ford pardoned him suggests that there was an understanding that he could be prosecuted, but, you know, it's never really been tested.
Trump's federal criminal trial on these charges was supposed to start in March, but it's been on hold until the Supreme Court renders a ruling on this question. An appeals court previously rejected his claims of absolute immunity earlier this year. So if the Supreme Court agrees, Trump's trial could start this summer. But the court could also send his case back to the lower courts for more proceedings to figure out which actions may qualify for immunity. That would likely further delay a trial and a verdict before November's election. New scientific breakthroughs are often the results of invention. But this is a story about an old drug leading to a major medical breakthrough for patients who need bone marrow transplants. Historically, these transplants have been among the toughest because it can be extremely difficult to find a donor. The match needs to be exact, or there can be major complications. Sarah Zhang is a staff writer at The Atlantic who covers health and science. Here's how she explains the process.
So what happens when you get a bone marrow transplant is that you're getting the donor's white blood cells, and this is like essentially their immune system. And what can happen is that your new immune system, the donor's immune system, if things don't go quite right, can attack your body, like your skin, your tissue, and that can become deadly.
But now researchers have discovered that an old drug called cyclophosphamide can successfully prevent these types of complications. The drug was first developed in the 1950s for chemotherapy. And recently, doctors have found that it makes it safe and possible for a patient to have a donor who might not be a 100% match, but close enough.
So this allows doctors to essentially cross this like major barrier where instead of having a perfectly matched donor, you can have a mismatched donor. You can have a half-matched donor, and everyone has half matches to their parent or to their child. So that just really hugely opens up the possibilities when it comes to looking for a donor.
The drug has cut the risks of severe complications by more than 80% and has led to more bone marrow transplants than ever before, more than 7,000 last year alone.
I talked to one patient who went from like one well-matched donor to 200 donors that he could go from.
Zhang says that this discovery has been especially important for people of color. Black and Asian Americans have historically had bigger challenges in finding a donor. They make up a smaller proportion of donors to bone marrow registries and have a more diverse set of genetic markers. That can make it difficult to match. But now, with this drug, the list of potential matches could increase exponentially and save a lot more lives. Finally, the NFL draft kicks off tonight. In some ways, it's going to be different than last year's.
With the fourth pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Anthony Richardson, quarterback, Florida.
Richardson was an underclassman who could have played longer at Florida. But he decided to leave school and go to the NFL, where he got a four-year deal worth nearly $34 million. But this year, more and more college football players are opting to stay in school, especially those who aren't potential first-round picks like Richardson. In fact, the amount of underclassmen entering the NFL draft is at a nearly 15-year low. The Athletic looks at how money is a big factor, specifically how the new world of name, image, and likeness, or NIL money, has more college football players deciding to stay in college longer, where they can earn huge paychecks. It also gives them another year or two to develop their skills, increasing their chances of being drafted higher in the NFL and ultimately earning even more in the pros. It's another way NIL is literally changing the playing field of college athletics. A smaller pool of options for NFL teams, but a bigger chance for college teams to hold on to their top-tier talent. You can follow all the action tonight from the NFL Draft in the Apple News app, and you can find all the stories that we covered today in the app as well. If you're already listening there, we've got a narrated article coming up next from New York Magazine. It's a profile of Donald Trump's lawyer for the New York hush money trial and how he plans to defend Trump in court. If you're listening in the podcast app, you can follow Apple News Plus Narrated to find that story. And I'll be back with the news tomorrow.